Soul and Spirit. Conclusions. Spirit and soul are often used interchangeably. This is a mistake. By the combination of body and spirit, a unique soul is produced. Therefore, for every body, there is a unique soul. Souls are, by definition, the unique individuals. Souls are our individual selves. Our spirits are not necessarily unique. The breath of life, or spirit, is what makes our souls live and have being. But the being is the soul. The best demonstration of the distinction between the spirit and soul at death is the example of Christ. Luke chapter 23, verse 46 says, "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." The spirit returns to God. The spirit is given up. Spirit is translated ghost here. This is mirrored by Ecclesiastes 12:7. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 7 says, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit return to God who gave it." The soul goes into the ground with the body. Matthew 12, verse 40, "For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Notice that the person is said to be in the earth. When Christ died, he did not go to paradise or to God, but into the ground. The perspective of the dead is always from the grave. Acts chapter 2, verse 31, "He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption." The soul of Christ was in the grave. It could not be stated more definitively. After Christ rose from the dead, he said this, John chapter 20, verse 17, "Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and to your Father, and to my God, and your God." The commendation of the Spirit into the hands of God, the giving up of the ghost, did not equate with the personal aspect of the being having ascended into heaven. There is nothing truly personal about a departed spirit any more than there is anything truly personal about a dead man's clothes. They have been used by the person and have been worn by the person, even taking on that person's shape, but the essential nature of these things is unchanged. They are other than us. The personalization of our mortal property is an illusion. So it is with the spirits of men. The spirits do not come from us. We wear them like garments. They give life to our souls. They fit us, animate us, and characterize us. But in their essential nature, they are not really us. The spirit of life comes from God, belongs to God, and returns to God. The essential nature of all spirits belong to God.